We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Moonlighting 2022. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, voters, it is election day. You know how it works. In some places, volunteers even give you a sticker and a donut. With all the voting by mail, results could be a while. In economic terms, the outcome of the voting may matter more if we do hit a recession next year. Checking today's Economic Pulse, let's bring in Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist of the investment firm Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles.
A recession would be the situation where government stimulus is perhaps needed most. And if you don't have a recession, then perhaps it doesn't matter how the makeup of government is, because you don't need that extra support. I think Wall Street worries quite a bit that if we did have a downturn, that the parties couldn't cooperate and provide stimulus, and that would leave everything again on the backs of the Federal Reserve to step in and provide stimulus. So whether or not we're in a recession probably matters the most here.
And by providing stimulus, it would mean backing off these interest rate increases.
Pivoting, pausing, backing off, eventually cutting, and then some people anticipate a resumption of quantitative easing if that is the only game in town.
Right. At a time of what could potentially be divided government with a Democrat in the White House and Republicans elsewhere on Capitol Hill. We'll see. We'll see. The voters will speak. Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Thank you so much.
Have a good week.
People are adding second gigs to their full-time jobs. According to government data, moonlighting is up 6% in a year. It could be people trying to stay on top of these rising prices, or people hedging against a possible recession, or it could be the part-time gigs are paying so much in this hot job market that taking a second job is worth it. Daniel Zhao is lead economist at the recruiting company Glassdoor.
If people are concerned about the trajectory of the economy, they're concerned about the rising cost of living, that might push them to actually go out and look for a second job to make ends meet. But at the same time, if people also feel like the job market is actually pretty hot and there are opportunities for them to pick up a few extra hours and make some nice supplemental income, they might be more likely to look for that second job right now.
Zhao's thinking is that it's more about hardship than opportunity.
I think right now what we are seeing leans more towards where people are starting to read the trends in inflation and the risk of a potential recession and are trying to build up those savings before the economy might slow down.
All this uses data from October. We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, not to the UK, but another European country that some say is not fitting within the European Union. It's Hungary, where inflation is running 20% and the government is paying a whopping 10% interest to borrow money. That country has also been cut off from the EU's pandemic recovery fund amid accusations Hungary is breaking EU anti-discrimination laws, lowering democratic standards, and being too friendly to Russian President Putin. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
When he won re-election decisively earlier this year, Hungarian leader Viktor Orbán declared victory over mostly foreign forces. Among the foreign foes he identified, the EU's bureaucracy in Brussels. Today, those bureaucrats are denying him some $13 billion worth of EU support funds that he urgently needs.
There is a huge deficit, and the EU funds are needed to cover the deficits this year and the next years as well.
Rudolf Berkesh of the political capital think tank in Budapest.
It is the utmost importance for the Hungarian regime to receive EU funds to continue its operations and continue to increase its power domestically.
The funds have been withheld in a dispute over allegedly anti-gay Hungarian legislation, but Orbán, says Michael Taylor of Oxford Analytica, has accused the EU of woke meddling.
He's saying he's standing up for Hungarian interests against Brussels, which he sees as sort of far too liberal and not really in tune with Hungarian outlook on life.
There are concerns, too, about democratic standards and corruption, particularly when it comes to some EU funds that arrive in Hungary.
Money goes straight into the pockets of Viktor Orbán's cronies. That's not what the European Union thinks it's doing, meant to be doing.
Orbán has now committed to a raft of anti-corruption reforms. There are other reasons for the rift, though. Orbán's pro-Putin sympathies have outraged most of the EU member states, prompting the Dutch and French leaders to ask whether Hungary belongs in a club of liberal democracies. Good question, says Sandra Kroger, head of the Centre for European Studies.
Hungarian democracy really has deteriorated. These days it's an autocracy. It undermines how the EU works. It undermines its legitimacy.
There's no mechanism for expelling a member state. Hungary would have to decide if it wanted to leave. No chance of that, says Rudolf Berkesh in Budapest. EU membership is too important politically and economically.
Basically, the last 10 years of growth in Hungary were thanks to these EU subsidies. It represents 4% of the Hungarian GDP each year.
Orbán is under pressure over his budget deficit. One tax-raising measure triggered this huge protest in Budapest this summer. Orbán may have to give ground to get those vital EU billions. At the European Desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And you did see the chief financial officer of Tyson Foods, the second biggest meat processor in the world, got arrested in Arkansas after he wandered into a house that was not his own and fell asleep in a random woman's bed. The charge, public intoxication. John Tyson, the chairman's son. And for vegetarians, it's the same county in Arkansas where the now former chief operating officer of the Beyond Meat Company was not long ago arrested for biting somebody's nose. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.